Tested is sponsored by Duke Health, home of the Pandemic Response Network, helping communities stay safe and connected during the COVID-19 pandemic by partnering with local school, business, and faith-based organizations to launch COVID-19 system support programs in their own communities. Learn more at pandemicresponsenetwork.org.
I'm Leonida Inge. This is Test It from WUNC, a look at what the day's challenges tell us about where we are, what we believe, and who we want to be in North Carolina and the South. Today, a COVID Thanksgiving. Some folks are doing their darndest to stay safe and be with family and friends for Thanksgiving. Hey, I understand it's been a long time since we've seen people we love. I think back to last year, which feels more like 10 years ago. Thanksgiving 2019 was a special one for my family, and I think there were at least 25 people over for dinner. My mother, Sandra Jean, wanted it that way.
Say something that you're thankful for. Today, and it's not me. Okay, so y'all name something else.
What are you saying? Everybody or what?
Individual. I'll start. I am truthfully thankful for the parents I had, because all I keep remembering where you were so mad with them about everything, but looked like everything they said was right.
And after Mama said what she was thankful for, everyone else followed.
I'm thankful for family.
I'm thankful for the parents that I have had.
I am thankful just to be able to be here from such a long way.
I'm thankful for family, for friends, and for just God and His goodness toward us.
And even before Zoom was like a member of the family, we exchanged virtual hugs with relatives using FaceTime on our iPhones.
Thank you all.
And after all that loving, it was time to eat. William's fried turkey, Cooch's ham, Janae's mac and cheese, DeAndrea's dressing, John's fried fish, my collard greens, Cousin Charles's German chocolate cake. I'm getting hungry. Food and fellowship. It's what makes this holiday so special. But like many other things this year, Thanksgiving has to look different this time around. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said over and over, stay home. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Even though many of us will miss out on turkey and all those yummy sides, there's no harm in doing a little special menu planning. That got me thinking about Sweet Potatoes, the restaurant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Chef Stephanie Tyson's sweet potato cornbread is the bomb. It was even mentioned in the New York Times. Anybody would be lucky to have it on their Thanksgiving table. This year, though, Chef Stephanie is doing things a little different. Thankfully, she isn't putting the cornbread on the shelf, but she is rethinking the holiday.
I think that if you can gather with people that you love and just share a meal, it doesn't have to be that traditional big, huge turkey and all these other big things. If you just have a piece of grilled cheese sandwich or a glass of milk, and if you're together, that's the important thing. That really is the important thing. So I think our focus has got to change if we're going to get through this. I mean, we've got to do different. We can't do the same. It's just not the same.
I talked with Chef Stephanie while she was in the kitchen of Sweet Potatoes getting ready for another day of hungry customers. The restaurant is open about half the week and serves folks at a limited capacity. Pan-fried chicken sizzled in the background as people called in their takeout orders and trickled into the restaurant. Sweet Potatoes' menu is full of delicious foods, from pork chops to shrimp and grits. But that sweet potato cornbread, well, to me, that's the winner.
I've been doing this cornbread since we've been open. So I either cornbread or muffins. And I also use it as a base for dressing, and it works so well for cornbread dressing. It's actually a very easy recipe, and I'd like to share it with you if that's all right.
Oh, we would love it. We've been waiting for this all our lives. Yeah.
Okay, so you can either use white cornmeal or yellow cornmeal. I actually use yellow
sugar, baking powder, and cinnamon and nutmeg.
That's very
important. Half a cup of mashed sweet potatoes. Now, I use baked sweet potatoes because it's not as wet. So if you, like, if you're making a pie or something, you want to bake the sweet potatoes first as opposed to like boiling them. You get a lot more flavor. You add that to your mix of dry ingredients. Stir it together. And you're going to pour it into, like, I use a cast iron skillet, but you don't have to. You can actually use a muffin tin. Bake it for about 20, 25 minutes. We did one earlier, and this is what you should have.
Golden brown and ready to eat. If you're feeling inspired, don't worry. We have the full recipe available on our website. Even though I was talking to Chef Stephanie virtually, let me tell you, my mouth was watering.
Yeah, you can see the steam coming down, actually. So because it's flour and cornmeal, it's not as coarse as if you use like just cornmeal. So it's kind of, it's not cakey. It's a little bit a kind of a cross between like Jiffy cornbread. It's not as sweet and it's not as cakey as that. So, and then you got the sweet potato and the cinnamon and nutmeg. So it's kind of a little spicy.
So I wanted to ask you, I guess really encouraging people, you know, that we can do it without all of that, you know, like, because you think of Thanksgiving and you think of people, you know, and you think of food. So we're asking people to cut down on both of those things, sort of.
Yeah. And so it's, I'm not going to mention the name of the grocery store, but they had this big commercial and they were like emphasizing like this big family gathering and no masks. We have to like kind of dial back, because if we're watching that, they're saying it's okay to gather as long as you shop here. We're immune, okay? But you're not. So it that sort of thing is like kind of, I think it's kind of sending out a bad signal. And someone I heard say, you know, you're celebrating, you know, passing the turkey today, but at Christmas time, you're passing a wreath for condolences. So let's kind of balance that out. I mean, which would you prefer? I mean, I can have Thanksgiving, thankfully, or hopefully next year. But I don't want to go to a funeral that I don't need to have because of a turkey leg.
I wanted to ask you, what's changed, you know, in this time, or what you're doing better, because you have to do better in bad times, right?
It's given me the opportunity to like try new things, to like be a little bit more creative, sometimes out of desperation. So I've learned to do a few things that I never would have thought. So that's a good thing. I think it's made me a better cook. That's the one thing I think that it may be just I'm thinking that I'm a better cook. I don't know, but I think I've learned to like realize what my grandmother went through, to a certain degree of making a little bit do a lot, making a little bit of something feed a lot of people. I think that we're actually learning that together. So it's been, this whole thing, I think we'll come out a lot better from it, and realize that we don't need everything that we've had.
Chef Stephanie Tyson is the co-owner of Sweet Potatoes Restaurant in Winston-Salem. Let's go now from the kitchen to the crop. A new food business born out of the pandemic has been a blessing for several Black farmers in North Carolina. With schools, restaurants, and farmers markets closed earlier this year, these typically small businesses were finding it hard to sell their food, hard to survive. And then a group of millennials decided to do something about it. Gabrielle E.W. Carter is one of the founders of the Tall Grass Food Box. She helped recreate a supply chain to get fresh food from Black farmers to the people.
This work has been, I think, very fulfilling for me personally, just kind of reconnecting to some of the work that I feel like Black people have, you know, Black women in our communities, especially thinking about my grandmother, like this is the type of work we do a lot of times.
Yep, Black women have a history of feeding people in this country, making something out of nothing. The Tall Grass Food Box uses a simple model. They stay in contact with a dozen or so farmers, and people like me go online and pay $50 for a box of fresh goodies, ready for pickup twice a month. Gabrielle runs down what's been coming in for the Thanksgiving box.
And these are just like a few of the spoils, like these sweet potatoes from Pine Knot. We just got collards from Pine Knot. Coming now is Olasagna, and they're bringing our onions and our carrots.
She had me with the sweet potatoes. Anna Huckabee of Moonlight Farm says she has a lot to be thankful for. The boxes saved her business.
And I didn't know what to do. So I was trying to revamp the business and everything. And here comes Gabrielle and Derek giving me a call saying, hey, we want you to participate in our, you know, food box. And I mean, just it's just been a great experience, and it's really helped the business.
About 160 box orders will be ready for pickup this Thanksgiving week. I can't wait to try her pink oyster mushrooms. And I guess I will have all the ingredients I need for my sweet potato dressing.
Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love again all over. Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana. Buy a coon dog and a big fat hog and Mary Susie Anna. Same song, ding dong, I'll take a trip to China. Cornbread and butter beans, then back to North Carolina.
While we pace our kitchens trying to whip up cornbread for dressing and cooking down berries for sauce, this pandemic has shined a light on those who rely on charitable organizations to feed them every day. Organizations like Urban Ministries of Durham, which serves homeless residents. Sheldon Mitchell is the executive director.
I know that staff definitely are very stressed because they've had to extend themselves in a lot of different ways to meet this challenge of providing normal services, but also having that continual focus on keeping people healthy, keeping people safe.
He says Thanksgiving won't be as big and grand as in previous years. Urban Ministries will have to limit how many people can sit down, and a lot of meals will be to go.
And you won't have that same holiday kind of festive, I think, spirit about it, because that interaction, just to congregate and have conversation, really won't be a part of that.
Since day one of the pandemic, Mitchell says Urban Ministries has prioritized safety with community care, but it's faced its share of challenges. They recently encountered a COVID outbreak among residents and a staff member.
One of the things that's a positive for us is that everyone that's tested positive has had mild symptoms or no symptoms and have recovered without incident. So we're thankful for that. Even though we don't want any positives, at least the ones that have been have made full recoveries.
Well, we're all hoping that this pandemic will end soon. You know, maybe sometime next year. We don't know. But I guess what is the main thing you miss about what you used to be able to do without this extra burden? You know, I mean, what can't you wait to get back to?
I think for me, one of the biggest things is just that personal interaction that's more limited, and of course, more distance now. You know, it was always enjoyable getting to know the residents, having those conversations with residents to find out a little more about who they are and outside of, we'll say, case management type discussions, but really more on the personal level, just to understand who they are, and you get a chance to share a little more about who you are and, you know, why what we do is important to us. So you lose that personal touch element. And I think a lot of people definitely miss that factor.
Sheldon Mitchell is the executive director of Urban Ministries of Durham. He says they're accepting donations of hand sanitizer, PPE, and non-perishable foods. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Leonita Inge. Our producers are Charlie Shelton Ormond and Rebecca Martinez. Guest vocals from Jean Christian Barry. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Be sure to check out Tested on Friday for some day after Thanksgiving food for thought from our sister podcast, Embodied. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful holiday.